Good day, everyone, and welcome to the ATA Inc. First Quarter Call. My name is Peter, and I'm your event manager today. During the presentation, your lines will remain on listen only. If you require assistance at any time, please key star zero on your telephone, and the coordinator will be happy to assist you. I would like to advise all parties this conference is being recorded. Also, please be advised that in the Q&A session during the presentation, you will be able to ask audio questions through the phone by pressing star 1 on the device. And now I would like to hand over to Caroline Zoll. Please proceed.
Thank you, Peter, and hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. The press release announcing ATA's results for the first quarter ended March 31st, 2019 is available at the IR section of the company's website at www.atai.net.cn. As part of this conference call, the company has the company slide presentation available on its website. A replay of this broadcast will also be made available on ATA's website for the next 90 days. Before we get started, I would like to remind everyone that this conference call and any accompanying information discussed herein contains certain forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Safe Harbor provision of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Although the company believes that the expectations reflected in its forward-looking statements are reasonable as of today, those statements are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause the actual results to differ dramatically from those projected. There can be no assurance that those expectations will prove to be correct. Information about the risks associated with investing in ATA is included in its filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, which we encourage you to review before making an investment decision. The company does not assume any obligation to update any forward-looking statements as a result of new information, future events, changes in market conditions, or otherwise except as required by law. Regarding the disclaimer language, I would also like to refer you to slide 2 of the conference call presentation for further information. All U.S. dollar amounts in this conference call relating to financial results for the first quarter ended March 31, 2019 are converted from RMB using an exchange rate of 6.7112 RMB to 1 U.S. dollar, the noon buying rate as of March 31, 2019. All historical conversions are accurate as of the time reported unless otherwise noted. The company reports its financial results under U.S. GAAP and RMB, and all percentages calculated in the presentation are based on RMB unless otherwise noted. For those of you following along with the company PowerPoint presentation, there is an overview of the company on slide 3. In addition, we are more than happy to take investor questions through our webcast portal or via email to the company. On today's call, the company's CFO, Ms. Amy Kung, will provide a brief overview of financial highlights for the first quarter of 2019. And then ATA's Chairman and CEO, Mr. Kevin Ma, and President, Mr. Jack Huang, will conclude the remarks with a brief discussion on ATA's outlook and long-term growth strategy as we head into the second half of 2019 before opening the floor for questions. With that, I'll turn the call over to ATA's CFO, Ms. Amy Kung. Please go ahead, Amy.
Thank you, Caroline, and welcome, everyone. Good evening to those in America. We appreciate everyone's time. To those of you following along with the presentation, I will begin with a brief overview of financial highlights for the first quarter of 2019, shown on slide 5. Net revenues for the period increased to RMB 1.6 million compared to 2.1 million RMB in the first quarter of 2018. As a result of our success in developing and expanding our K-12 education assessment services into other regions of China, such as the Heping district of Tianjin. Loss from continuing operations net of income taxes improved to RMB 14.3 million from RMB 15 million in the prior year period, primarily due to RMB 1.3 million in higher consulting fees associated with investment activities recorded in the prior year period. This was partially offset by an increase of RMB 2.8 million in share-based compensation expense in the 3 months ended March 31, 2019, mainly related to new shares and options issued in the fourth quarter of 2018. Moving to slide 6, we provide an update on our current financial position and balance sheet highlights. As of March 31, 2019, ATA's cash and cash equivalents were US$25.1 million. This compares to US$27.7 million in cash and cash equivalents at December 31, 2018. Working capital was US$25.7 million, and total shareholders' equity was US$39 million at March 31, 2019, compared to US$28.2 million and US$40.2 million, respectively. as of December 31st, 2018. We believe our financial position remains strong, which will serve to support us as we work on carrying out our growth strategy. I would now like to turn it over to Kevin, who will say a few words about ATA's outlook. Please go ahead, Kevin.
Thank you, Amy. For those of you following along, I will begin with slide 8. Jack and I will keep our comments brief and then we will open it up for Q&A. Over the past few years, we have continued to see a massive change in the manner in which families in China are pursuing their educational goals. Our recent South operating campaign witnessed this shift directly. Have a further close working relationship with schools, testing facilities, and students. We have determined that a bicultural educational approach is what a growing number of Chinese families want. One that retains local culture and history while introducing international elements that provide the skills necessary to prepare children for global higher education and a career. This has become ATA's business model and vision to offer a fully immersive experience where we can provide those individuals with a unique experience that is beneficial to their future and valuable in their present. I will turn the floor over to Jack to provide some detail on our PDL initiative and then the chance to discuss our M&A activities.
Thank you, Kevin. Slide 9 provides some detail on our project-based learning initiative, or PBL, which we continue to develop. PBL provides an immersive educational experience with online coursework, overseas travel, and finally, a presentation stage, where students can highlight their capabilities. In the end, the schools have opportunities for their students. The students have an experience that both enriches, but also have set them apart in the next phase of their studies, for example, college. We continue to develop PBL, and investors can expect updates on our partnerships, capabilities, programmatic offerings, and ultimately our ability to enroll and outline our economics for each of you. Kevin.
Thanks for that, Jack. Moving to our M&A activities on slide 10, I'm unable to speak too in depth about this topic, but we did sign framework agreements with Beijing Huanqiu Yimeng Education Consolidation Corporation, or ACG, and certain of its shareholders for proposed acquisition of ACG. ACG is a leading provider of educational service for students in China interested in applying for overseas art study. ACG believes that one of the important elements of providing an immersive experience is to target a fast-growing segment of the education market, such as art, and then to utilize our expertise with that of a valued partner school. We believe ACG is that partner. On slide 11, we provide some best information about ACG. As we move further along in the assessment steps, we look forward to providing additional information on the company and its background. But in the meantime, would encourage investors to review their website, www.acg.org.net. In conclusion, we believe ATA is well positioned to execute on a solid growth strategy, which we have outlined on slide 12. We are active in M&A dialogue to execute on our version, and we look forward to answering any questions about our plans during our upcoming visit to the U.S. for investor meetings. With that, operator, let's open it up for questions.
Dear participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star one on your device. Thank you. Sorry for the interruption, there are no upcoming questions at the moment. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, if you wish to ask questions on the audio, please press star 1 on your device. Thank you. There are still no upcoming questions, so let me pass it back to the management. Please proceed.
Thanks again to all of you for joining us. If anyone has questions for us, please feel free to reach out directly to us or our investor relations firm, the Equity Group. We look forward to speaking with you all again during our next quarterly report. As always, we welcome any visitors to our office in Beijing. Thank you.
Thank you. The participants, that concludes the conference call for today. You may now disconnect. Thank you for joining. Have a lovely day.